The value of Bitcoin was soaring this month in the markets, but in recent days, Bitcoin's value has stumbled. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was asked about cryptocurrency at a conference yesterday.
You know, I think people should beware. It can be extremely volatile, and, you know, I do worry about potential losses.
For more on Bitcoin and how to invest in it, if you're willing to roll the dice, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger. She's CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, nice to speak with you again.
Great to be with you.
A lot has happened in the Bitcoin market over the past several days. Break it down for us.
Well, if you just go back 2 years ago in January, this digital asset fetched about $3,600. By the beginning of this year, 2 years later, had gone up to 36,000, a tenfold increase.
Wow.
From the beginning of this year to last week, it went from 36,000 to 55,000. And now, as you noted, it is starting to slide some, but still, you know, look, this thing is up a dramatic 67% this year alone.
So talk to us then about Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's comments. She cautioned that Bitcoin was, quote, inefficient, and that it takes enormous amounts of energy to complete transactions with it. What's behind that comment, do you think?
You know, there's sort of two different big inefficiencies. One is an actual climate inefficiency. In order to be awarded a Bitcoin, a huge supercomputer or network of computers has to solve a mathematical equation. Now, that takes energy. And when you talk about market inefficiencies, I think what she's saying is these ups and downs, this dramatic volatility can take investors on quite a ride. Now, that said, there are a lot of things that can take investors on for a ride. And I think that the regulatory regime in the United States and across the globe is going to have to deal with this idea of what are we going to do about Bitcoin. We are seeing more and more retail, ordinary investors get involved in this. So there's going to have to be some sort of cohesive policy that's created.
So do you think this latest slump, if you can call it that, it's all relative, right? And Janet Yellen's warnings could change the attitude around Bitcoin?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that we have a very interesting turn in the last few months. And that is that we have an institutional acceptance of Bitcoin. We have huge investment firms like BlackRock and MassMutual and Fidelity, as well as payment networks like MasterCard and PayPal and Square. And we have companies themselves like Tesla, which bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin back in January using 10% of its cash reserves. And that, to me, amounts to a real change, a sea change. Now, that said, I'm a complete wimp. And so if you're going to go out and invest in Bitcoin, I would just say this, be very careful. This is not for the faint of heart. Probably should be seen as a very small percentage of your invested assets.
Would you invest in Bitcoin?
I'm so dumb, honest to God. I mean, I started covering Bitcoin basically in 2013. It was trading for $13. I've never invested in Bitcoin. My producer did. He wrote it up, he wrote it down, and then as soon as he broke even, he sold it, and now he's kicking himself again.
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, as always, thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you.